Hello, this is Rabbi David Felsenthal, Mishnah Yashomi. We're learning Para, Perek 9, Mishnah 4, and Mishnah 5. Hachoshev almei chatas lishtos, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Pasul. If one intends to drink chatas water, Rabbi Eliezer says he renders it unfit. Rabbi Yeshua Omer, kashayate. Rabbi Yeshua says when he inclines it. Amar Rabbi Yossi, b'mei devar mamurim. Rabbi Yossi says, what does this refer to? B'mayim she'enam mikudashim, water that has not been sanctified. Aval b'mayim ha'mikudashim, water that has been sanctified, Rabbi Eliezer omer kishayata. Rabbi Eliezer says when he inclines it. Rabbi Yeshua omer kishayishte. Rabbi Yeshua says when he drinks it. Girger kasher, if he poured it, it's fit. So what does that mean when he inclines it? He inclines the receptacle to drink from it. He makes it on an incline, so it's easier to drink. He disqualifies the water even without drinking any of it. However, the attention alone does not disqualify it. It's the inclination that does disqualify it. Some opinions base the above disagreement on the principle of Chesek Hadas. Thus, Rav Eliezer disqualifies unsanctified water by intention alone, since when intending to drink it, he evidently distracts his mind from safeguarding it. However, with sanctified water, unless he performs an act, even though he intended to drink it, we assume that he recanted and kept his mind on safeguarding it, for which the sanctification water he fears lest he forfeit it. However, Rav Yeshua also holds that unsanctified water is not disqualified except by an act, like inclining the vessel to drink from it. Without such an act, he does not distract his mind from safeguarding it. Mishnah 5. Mei chata shenipsulu, lo yigblet betit, shelo yasem takala lacherim. So chatas water which was rendered unfit should not be mixed with mud, lest he render it a detriment for others. Rabbi Yehuda omer batlu. Rabbi Yehuda says it's nullified. Para sheshatas mei chatas besara tame meis leis. If a cow drank the chatas water, its flesh becomes ritually impure for 24 hours. Rabbi Yehuda omer batlu bimei eha. Rabbi Yehuda says it's nullified in its bowels, and so you don't have to wait the 24 hours. So again, we're talking about chatas water. If it's mixed to mud, in mud, it'd be a detriment to others, but because they'll touch the mud and then they'll be rendered ritually impure by the chatas water which it contains. Now, according to Rav Yehuda, it's nullified, and therefore you don't have to worry about it, that it's nullified in the mud. Now, a cow, you would have to wait for 24 hours, but according to Rav Yehuda, even if it's slaughtered within the 24 hours, its flesh is ritually pure because it's nullified in its bowels. In other words, it's putrid liquid, and it does not, the liquid becomes putrid, and therefore it does not convey ritual impurity. Tomorrow, we will learn Mishnah 6 and Mishnah 7.